Well, greetings and salutations, one and all, to another fun-filled episode of Career Retrospectives right here on the Super Review Show Network. I am joined by my two esteemed panel of panelists. Kyle, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great.
Yes, good to see you as well. And Mike, how are you doing?
Good, great.
He's doing good, great, of course. Well, luckily, hopefully he didn't have a bad romance after that comment there. No, I'm just kidding. No, as the title of our podcast suggests, alludes to whatever, tonight we're going to be talking about. It came out, I forget the exact date it was, but we're going to be breaking down and discussing Lady Gaga's Mayhem, the album that just got released earlier this year. Was it February or earlier this month in March, Kyle? I forgot.
I think March.
Okay, gotcha. One second. Let me just do this really quick. Cool. So, yeah, let's jump right into it, shall we? I'm going to go first because I've been voluntold by the K-Man, of course. Let's talk about Lady Gaga for a second. So, Lady Gaga, my initial thing with Lady Gaga is that I've always liked her. She's been a go-to force in pop music that I've always enjoyed, especially her collaboration with Tony Bennett when he was still alive. For her jazz ensembles, I've always liked her music. I've always liked her style of pop music. I mean, when she did that collaboration with Bradley Cooper for Shallow, I thought that was actually a really nice acoustic rendition of how showcasing what a power voice she has. And after coming off that and coming off of, I think it was Chromatica in 2020, I want to say. We talked about that at 1.2. And she did a couple things since then, a couple projects. She did a song for the Top Gun Maverick movie called Hold My Hand, which I thought was really great, a really solid song overall for that movie. She's an artist I respect. I respect her vocal patterns, and her voice is very strong as a singer in general. I will say there are some things of hers I liked over others. Where this album falls into her discography, Mike, I'm not sure where to lie. If we ever decide to do a breakdown of hers one day, that'd be interesting because this is her seventh album of her career. Like some of my favorite songs of my youth come from her, like Bad Romance or like Born This Way or Edge of Glory. A lot of great songs from that time period from her specifically. But I mean, I've always liked Lady Gaga, and my introduction to her was when she really first came out, like 2008, 2009. She kind of like cemented the whole pop, almost rock, the female embodiment of like what a rock star, pop star could be at the time. But going into this album, though, I didn't expect her to take this kind of turn in her catalog with more of it almost sounded like a redone synth pop of rehash almost of what she's done on her album, The Fame Monster, and also The Edge of Glory, too. I really enjoyed what I heard, especially the lead single, Abracadabra. But I'm going to get into my track listing in a sec. But that's where I'm at with Lady Gaga, just as an artist and where she's at in her career. I would like to go see her live, truthfully. I've heard she puts on a very fun show, from what I understand. But that's just me. Let me jump over to the track listing for a second. I'll share my tracks rating. Here we go for Lady Gaga. Give me one sec. So for Mayhem, Disease, 7 out of 10, right off the bat. It's a good track. I like it. Kind of kicks off the album in a nice way. Overall, it's a very good track. I like it nonetheless. It was not my favorite song on the record. I'll get to those a couple ones in a second. But I have to say, Abracadabra, this is a 9 out of 10. Abracadabra, it was the second single. Sorry, it was not the lead single. It was the second single that they released on radio for this album. I really like it. I did not realize it was actually sampling another artist. I believe what the artist was, I forget, it was the Susies, or the Soys. I forget, Susie and the Banshees from, they were a band at one point. But I mean, I didn't realize, when I remember listening to it, and I was saying to myself, I love it when you can hear a sample, quote unquote, of, I'm saying that the wrong way. I love it when you can hear a song that gets influenced or is co-written by or samples another song. I enjoy it. I'm not saying it's my favorite thing in the world, but I love it when you can barely hear the sample. Like when Eminem did his version of Houdini, which featured Steve Miller Band's Abracadabra, that you could clearly, I knew immediately that was a Steve Miller Band, you know, sample from that song. And Steve Miller said that when I saw him live open up for Journey and Def Leppard, but that's still. That's last year. But this year, with Abracadabra being one of the lead singles, one of the stronger singles, that's just a really fun pop song. It really fits the the time period of where we're at with her career, I guess. With Sin Pop, I like it though. Nonetheless, 9 out of 10 for that one. Garden of Eden, we go a step down to back down to a 7 at this point. It's not bad. It's just not. When I go back to it in a year's time span, probably not. I like the pop. I like the song though. It's still good though, nonetheless. Perfect Celebrity. We kind of stepped down a little bit here, down to a 6.5. It's not bad. It's not great. It's not my go to. And this is when the album starts to take a little bit of a dip for me personally. Of just a very similar style of like synth pop, kind of rehashing the next few tracks I'm going to mention here in a second until we get to a couple of specifically. But Perfect Celebrity, 6.5 out of 10. Vanish Into You is kind of the same thing here. Pretty much another 6.5 out of 10 there. Killer, but it's not spelled K-I-L-L-E-R. It's Killer with A-H at the end. So crazy right there. Very, very electric synth pop for the whole record overall. But this one specifically had a lot of that too. Zombie Boy, there's a guitar solo somewhere in here. Actually, I liked quite a bit, truthfully. Towards the middle, the second half of the song, actually, it was a nice little guitar dance track there that I liked overall. That's about a 7 for me. Love Drug, you can go up to a... the next tracks, 8 through 13, are all 6.5s out of 10. Would I go back to them? Probably not. If I'm listening to the whole album again, maybe. Of course I would. But if I were to pull a couple songs and throw them into a playlist, I would not throw the second half of this record until we get to track 14. I'll get to that in a second. But 8, Love Drug, How Bad Do You Want Me, Don't Call Tonight, Shadow of a Man, The Beast, and Blade of Grass, are all 6.5s out of 10. This is where the album kind of like just takes a little bit of a hit for me. I'm just like, it's the same thing over and over again for the most part with these tracks here. I still like them nonetheless because it's the Lady Gaga, you know, synth pop style that I'm kind of used to from like the Bad Romance days and whatnot. Then we get to the only 10 out of 10 here, which is truthfully, and I am a big fan. I'm not the biggest fan. If you know Mike personally, outside of doing our podcast, he's a big Bruno Mars guy. I'm curious what you have to say about this one though. But Die With a Smile, this single that got released for this album, amazing. I remember when it first came out, the single first got released, it was the fastest song on Spotify to reach, I think 1 billion streams with a B or 1.5. I forget the exact number off the top of it, but it was the fastest song. It beat Harry Styles As It Was to a billion streams like overnight. The moment people heard it, like, you got to check this out. So great track to kind of close out an album that I thought was pretty like meh for the most part. Like not meh in a bad way, but meh like a... I've kind of been there, done that kind of way. But this I like this song a lot, actually, more than I thought I did. Very, very fun track overall. And featuring Bruno Mars, who right now is like on top of the world with this song and a couple of things that he's doing too. So, but overall, I mean, if you're looking for pop music that's not just, you know, I don't know how to compare her to specifically. If you're looking for new... almost like a throwback to 2009, 2010, maybe even 2011 feel. This you might actually like this. For me, a person, I'm sitting about a 7.5 out of 10 for Mayhem. It's not bad, but the strong songs hold it up for me. The second half of the album, I'm just kind of like, it's a lot of copy repeat for me in the synth pop. Like I almost, as I'm listening to it, I'm like, you know what? I could really picture this as like a giant club banger soundtrack album, truthfully. Except for a few key songs there, like Abracadabra, obviously. But Die With a Smile, just me. I mean, it's a strong song overall, though. I like it a lot. But yeah, 7.5 out of 10. Might go up to an 8, depending on if I give it more listens than I already did. But I'm saying a 7.5 out of 10 for me for Lady Gaga's Mayhem. Mike, I'm going to let you go next, because I know this has Bruno Mars on it. But what do you got for Lady Gaga's Mayhem?
Yeah, so, I mean, Lady Gaga, you know, she's been a controversial type of performer. You know, a lot of different styles she's jumped around to. The Lady Gaga that I prefer is the Lady Gaga of, like, the kind of singer-songwriter, acoustic guitar kind of style, you know, the folky kind of feel to it. You know, outside of earworm choruses and catchability, you know, when it comes to like the songs. I don't find too much reward in the flow of the songs that come from like the more electro pop universe that she dials into. So coming into this, I didn't know what to expect. I did expect to have some like good sing-along choruses and things that ultimately will catch your ear. So just kind of going straight into it. Disease is pretty simple, straightforward, to the point song. You know, it's pretty catchy. Just prefer, like I said, you know, like that different style. So this definitely is a throwback to some of that 90s kind of, you know, dance that you know, also like almost gives me like Nine Inch Nail vibes, you know, to some degree on this track. And, you know, in the end, it has some pretty basic beat, layered noise in the background alongside the vocal track. Chorus is decent. It's a 6 out of 10 for me. Nothing really like mind blowing. You get to Abracadabra. This is it's a silly lyrical song, but catchy as hell. It's bizarre in like the random ways the song like just goes off and does weird noises and, you know, different kinds of things. I also thought it was really interesting to hear her do an operatic vocal during it, almost like, you know, kind of layered in the background. I did not expect that, but it's just, you know, it's another throwback to like the late 80s, early 90s dance era music. You know, you got a lot of some disco feel on this album. It almost gives me ABBA vibes with a, you know, across, you know, a lot of these songs. Not really my cup of tea when it comes to the way the songs just go through. You know, they don't really do anything. They don't really go off road a little bit. They're just kind of straightforward. 7 out of 10. The chorus did get caught in my mind, but after the chorus is over, it just kind of is, you know. Garden of Eden, this is more of the basic song for me. You know, no major composition or lyrical depth that I'm like really taken back for. Just a straight, more forward club song. 5 out of 10. Perfect Celebrity, cringy lyrics. Oy. I had trouble getting through a lot of this album. It was very self-aware cringe, and that's hard for me to like really dive deep into. I like how this song uses some more guitarish like kind of like rock sound here. 6 out of 10 for me on this one. And then, you know, Vanish Into You, this is once again, it's almost reminded me of David Bowie, Notorious B.I.G. 90s beat wise you know, overall, the, you know, it's just doesn't have much to offer in change-ups. It's just kind of like the Boots and Cats beats is what I call it. Boots and Cats, you know, just it's not much really I could really enjoy with this one. 5 out of 10. You know, this one, there's a couple of throwback disco kind of feeling, you know, on this album. This is another one of those kinds of songs. And then Killa, yeah, it's just another silly lyrical dance song. And you're going to get a lot of that on here. So, you know, when you come into this, if you're not really feeling that vibe, you may be left kind of out in the dust, you know, when it comes to like what you're looking for in the sound of Lady Gaga. So 4 out of 10 for me, the Killa song. It was at this point they started to really suffer from a similar offering. And Zombie Boy, one of the dumbest songs I've heard from Gaga in a while. At first I thought it was going to be a 2025 version of like Ain't No Holla Back Girl with the whole chanting, you know, and like it just, wow. I'm thankful that didn't happen. But you know, it's got a good dance beat. It's got a funky, you know, 70s throwback disco feel. It's predictable. I couldn't give it any higher than a 4 just because it really is about the attitude, less about the substance. So Love Drugs, you know, 5. Nothing really to see here. But then we get like a Taylor Swift song. I mean, this literally is a Taylor Swift song with you know, How Bad Do You Letter You Want Me. I know Kyle just absolutely loves that. It's just a poor impression of Taylor Swift. It really is. It's, and even, I mean, you know, no surprise here, the two listeners that we have are are well aware that I am not a fan of Taylor Swift. This is a 2 out of 10 for me. It was just such a bad impersonation. I just couldn't get by it. You know, Don't Call Tonight is a 4. This is like actually one of the lower end songs alongside with The Beast with a 3. Just boring. Shadow of Man actually was a good song, you know, going back to 11. One of the more better songs that reminded me of the first song, Track Disease. I actually enjoyed more of a catchy chorus that actually carried through. But then towards the end is what where I began to like the album the most. And I mean, no surprise there. Blade of Grass, definitely enjoyed the vocal delivery. It's more about how good my vocals are and how they capture you emotionally versus like the attitude. This is the Gaga I wanted to hear on Blade of Grass for sure. 7.5 on there. And then Die With a Smile, good song. Do I love the song? Am I enamored by this song? Not hugely. I like it. It's got a good flowing, smooth, you know, Silk Sonic-esque type of vibe to it. But it feels a little diluted on the musical side. It feels like it's missing a couple things. Still, I mean, the Bruno charm on this track is always good. You know how I feel about Bruno Mars. I am one of the bigger fans of his work and always feeling like he brings the bar up. But I do feel like it's kind of, it doesn't fit in this album. It feels like it doesn't belong, like it's a track that just got thrown in here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I guess to end, you know, when it comes to the main question I came away with asking myself is, what do all these songs have in common? What is the overall theme of their focus? And to be honest, you know, outside some decent dance beats, some soaring choruses, the usual electro kind of dance flair, art flair that she kind of brings into the picture, not very much. With Mayhem, I was expecting a little more, something else. You know, there's the nods to the 90s dance and sprinkled all through the groovy, funky, disco, ABBA-ish kind of things of Zombie Boy, Shadow of Man, Vanishing You. But at times, like, it just felt like it just wasn't really going to truly captivate you with a song that was, that felt like it had a ton of substance. It felt very safe. It felt very varied in different styles that it was willing to travel to, you know, outside of like, you know, like Taylor Swift random tryout there. But like overall, it just didn't really give me much to sink my teeth into. So, you know, straight across the board, I don't hate it. It was an entertaining listen. It's got some good upbeat qualities to it. It's got some interesting little, you know, funk and groove to it. So it's a 5 out of 10. It's nothing I'm really looking forward to like going back to at any point, but it's not like I was completely like, this is boring me to tears and a complete waste of time to experience.
All right, you heard it first. That's Mike's impressions and opinions and review of Lady Gaga's Mayhem. Kyle, I forget if you like Lady Gaga or not. What do you got for this one, bud?
I do like Lady Gaga. I've been a fan since she came out. She's never been, up until Chromatica, she was never a album artist for me. You know, I like the big single she had. I thought Chromatica, though, was a absolutely phenomenal record, front to back. That was loaded with just pop, EDM, just bangers, front to back. Like, incredible work. Her best work still. And that's including this one. So is this one as good as that album? No. I land somewhere on my thoughts on this, kind of somewhere in the middle of the two of you. And I actually came away with a pretty different outlook on this than I think either of you did, which is interesting. So going into this, her first real album in like, what, 5 years now?
Yeah.
Not counting the Joker 2 soundtrack album she did that we're not going to talk about. Other than that, you know, going into this, I was kind of expecting, you know, curious to see where it would go. And what we got was, I think, in a way, almost a form of, you know, sister album in a way where it's like the darker response to like the vibrant and colorful like EDM that was on Chromatica, where we have this dark, more like heavier side of that EDM stylings on a lot of this, that those dance beats are present still. Starting with Disease, though, this was not one of my favorites from the record, that's for sure. This one ended up just being a 5 for me. I thought it was just pretty one note throughout, repetitive. I like that synth beat that was going on, like that hard hitting synth beat. I just wanted it to go way more places than it did, and it just never did. Immediately, I was like, okay, so we're in for a darker album here. It's vocally just not also not very interesting, probably one of the least vocally interesting on the record. Has a couple of interesting runs here and there, but overall it's a pretty mid song to kick off the album. And then we go to Abracadabra, which actually, this grew on me. At first, I didn't like this one at all. Now, I kind of like it. It's really catchy, like Mike said. It does get stuck in your head. I really like that post-chorus with like those EDM, almost dubstep-like drops on there. Works well. It's not bad. I personally think she's capable of more. I ended up going up to a 7 on this one. The disco-inspired sound is pretty cool, but there's just other things that could have happened in the song that just didn't. Garden of Eden, another 7 here. Nice vocal melody, probably the best vocal melody performance of the first three opening tracks. It's a little bit more memorable and catchy than the first two, other than that one part of Abracadabra that really just gets stuck in your head. That's really the only part of Abracadabra I can pick out and remember. And then we do take a little bit of a dip with Perfect Celebrity. It's just kind of, again, one note, a little bit boring. The chorus is decent. Other than that, though, there's really not much to this. I will say, though, I could see this song working pretty damn well as a rock or maybe even metal song. It has like those songwriting elements to it that just really, you know what? I would love to see a good rock band cover this. I don't care if it's a popular band or if it's just some local band that wants to do it and throw it on YouTube or something.
Motionless and White,
really
maybe.
Well. No, right? We'll see about that. I don't know about that one. I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be a pretty cool thing. Get like Spirit Box on it. I don't know. But then one of my two least favorites in Vanish Into You. Also, Mike, I agree about Perfect Celebrity. Lyrics on that are cringy as hell. But Vanish Into You goes into like this very big 80s vibe sounding track. And it's just, I don't like the vocal melodies on this one at all. It's instrumentally like okay. It's kind of a little bit more of the same. This one ended up being a 4 for me. I just really didn't like this. And here's where I differ from you guys on my thoughts is I think that the album actually gets into a really good groove here. Killa. I'm not even going to try to say who is featured in this, but right. This had huge Marilyn Manson Mechanical Animals vibes. That instrumentation is like incredibly reminiscent of I Don't Like the Drugs, but the Drugs Like Me, 100% without a doubt. I do think the chorus could have done more on here. I think the verses are great. Chorus can be repetitive at times. It has this really cool, almost like hyper pop ending that happens like right before that outro that I think is a really cool addition. I really enjoyed this one. And it continues with Zombie Boy, which I know Mike hates fun. It's just so stupid. It's such a stupid but fun dance song that I really enjoy it. I really like that stupid chant that's going on in there. It's not top tier Gaga by any means, but you know, it's another 8. I could see this one being on the radio, getting some decent radio play. And it has the solo in there that was unexpected. And the bass line on this is killer. The bass groove on this is really well done. Then we go into a little bit of a dip with Love Drug. It's not bad. It's just kind of a predictable song. The chorus is all right. Just doesn't do anything captivating throughout. Ends up being the 6. And then, Mike, me and you cannot differ anymore, man. This song, How Bad Do You Want Me? You're 100% spot on with a This Is a Taylor Swift song. this sounds like something off Taylor Swift's 1989, but with the emotional maturity of her later works, this is what Taylor Swift's career should have evolved to instead of the tortured poets department and this singer-songwriter boring-ass acoustic nonsense that she's been doing. And this is coming from a massive Taylor Swift fan. This has that emotional maturity lyrics plus the giant pop instrumentation choruses. This one was like incredible. This best song on the album, 10 out of 10, blew me away. This could be a huge radio hit. Don't know why this was not the lead single on the album. Incredible song. Songwriting, perfect. Vocal performance, one of my favorite on the album. Get this, let's get this one up there. Then, you know, the album kind of continues on a pretty good track with Don't Call Me or Don't Call Tonight. It's another fun song. You know, it's very 80s and early pop sound on here. Has some cool vocal effects going on, catchy chorus. And then we get to one I'm surprised, Mike, that didn't talk about this one a little more, A Shadow of a Man. This sounds like kind of old original Lady Gaga from her first couple of albums, mixed with a decent amount of Michael Jackson flavoring in there. Mm-hmm. Huge Michael Jackson influence on that, with even some lead guitar and some distorted guitar in there that worked pretty well. This is my second favorite on the album, went up to a 9. But Mike, where me and you do agree, The Beast is an awful song. We actually had the same score on this. This is a 3. This is incredibly boring. The album would be better off without this. Nothing interesting happens in this entire runtime at all. There's some really weird lead guitar work that just kind of happens at the end with no rhyme or reason, and it just doesn't seem to fit. And then the album from there just kind of goes eh for me. Blade of Grass, it's a decent ballad. It's a 6. The melody is nice. Feels just a bit one note and predictable. It's a stagnant song. Even that crescendo at the end, I saw it coming the entire time. From the first 30 seconds of the song, I was like, I see exactly where this is going. We're going to get the crescendo at the end, and then it's going to go back, and yep, exactly what happened. And then Die with a Smile, the song that, even from a production standpoint, feels like it does not fit in at all on this album. This was blatantly just a ploy to sell copies of this album by saying, look, this song did so well, quick, throw it on your record. And it's just a very jarring way to end the album. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Bruno Mars. I love Lady Gaga. They're probably two of the best vocalists in their generation of pop stars. You know what? I'll go on that limit and say they are the two best pop singers in that era, pop musicians. But this song just lacks so much. I don't understand the appeal. I don't see why this one got as big as it did. It's not a bad song by any means. But whereas Mike mentioned Silk Sonic on that, for sure it has that sound from Bruno, but it's missing what made a lot of that project of his interesting in the really like authentic instrumentation and songwriting going on. This was just an overuse of the same chorus with the same melody. Again, it's not bad. It's just I think that the two of them are capable of doing so much more. And I don't know why this was thrown on here like this. It's just very strange. So this is a 6. Overall, it's a good album. I don't think it's her best. I don't think it's her worst. There's a couple really great songs on here, a couple bad songs. It's a pretty standard pop record. The production on it, though, you know, shout out to whoever produced this. It sounds great. It's clear. Probably the best produced album I've heard so far in 2025. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to a 7. I think it could go up a little bit higher as time goes on. I can, you know, sit with it more. But I don't see it going lower than that. So I'm going with a 7 on that.
All right, here and here first. Those are our ratings and rankings of Lady Gaga's most recent release, Mayhem. Which one are we doing next? I forgot exactly what we're doing next, but I want to check with you guys. There's Coheed the other
and Cambry. Coheed and Cambry as father of make believe. Yeah.
Thank you. I wasn't sure that
it's got a longer title. I'm just not going to say it all.
Yeah, you're good. I couldn't think of the name of it for whatever reason. So, but yeah, that is our next album. Whatever Mike just said, that's our next album. And then we do have some other stuff in the pipeline for everyone as well. For you, the listener, we have two wheels now. We have the Career Discography Breakdown wheel, and we have the regular wheel that we have to finish up. I think we have like two more albums. I forget what we have left in there, but yeah. Overall, very interesting listen, needless to say, and a very good plus overall. So good job, Lady Gaga, for that one. We want to thank you all for watching, listening, however you enjoyed us tonight. Thanks so much for tuning to our podcast, as always, here on the Superview Show. I want to thank the two gentlemen for doing this podcast with me. Mike and Ka, thank you so much for doing this show with me, as always.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course. And we want to thank you for watching, listening, having enjoyed this episode. But we'll be back next Monday with a new album that Mike just said. I couldn't understand what he said because it got muffled, but that's okay. But we'll be back next week with a new episode of Courage Perspectives. But for all of us here at the Super Show, stay safe, take care, and be awesome.